Hello and welcome to this month's Academy show. So firstly, Happy New Year. And if you are new to Beginner Guitar Academy, every month I do an Academy show going through what was released in the previous month within Beginner Guitar Academy. Also give some member shout outs, give you some news, anything that you should be knowing about, and announce what's going to be coming up in the next month of Beginner Guitar Academy. So as I said, this was everything that went down in December. So let's jump in and kick off with some member wins. So firstly, congratulations to all these members who passed their progress checks. So Claudia, Kenji, Brian, John, Chad, Philip, Kevin, Alexander, Anthony, Soren. And you can see Alexander, Anthony and Soren doing amazing. 4.2, which means they're in level 4 and they've done the second progress check. So for the early students, some levels do have two progress checks because they're bigger levels. Level 3 and level 4 does. Level 5 actually doesn't. It has one progress check. So these guys are doing really well, you know, getting to the end of level 4, nearly on to the final level. So well done to you guys for passing your progress checks. And then we had two members finish their level assessments. So shout out to Nicholas for finishing level 1 and Kenji for finishing level 1 as well. And you can see Kenji also did his progress check level 1. So he's been flying that month, just getting through level 1. So well done, Kenji. And let's keep rocking. See some guitarversaries now. I think this is the most guitarversaries had of any month. So big shout out to Alexander, who's hit his 3-year guitarversary. So obviously amazing to hit 3 years at Beginner Guitar Academy. Then we got Raj, Diana, Christopher, David, Martin, Philip, and Sean, who have all hit their 2-year guitarversary. So on to you guys. And then Simon, Charles, Emmanuel, Joe, Sharon, John, Andrea, and Christopher, who all hit their 1-year guitarversary. So I think probably one of the biggest months, but a lot of people join Beginner Guitar Academy in December and January, kind of kicking off the new year with a bit of a bang. So well done you guys for hitting those guitarversaries. Next, we have the top contributors. So these are the people that have been most active in the community. So shout out to Martin, Steve, and Scott. I don't think that's changed at all. I think they're exactly the same three as last month. So shout out to you guys, always acting in the forums, always answering questions and, you know, keeping discussions going. So well done to you guys. Now, if you haven't really hit the Beginner Guitar Academy community, a lot of people go through the classes, go through the riffs, the songs, you know, kind of that stuff. Don't venture much in community. To be fair, some of the websites I'm a member of, the memberships, I don't hit the community too much because I'm not one to go in and chat. But it makes a big difference. And it's something I'm doing in one of the membership sites I'm a member of, trying to be a bit more active in the community, trying to kind of hold myself accountable to what I should be doing outside of the community, actually going through the training, kind of all that sort of stuff. So come check out. It's something that I'm going to be pushing more and more into this year. There's some new stuff going in the academy. I'm going to be talking about those shortly, actually. So yeah, definitely come a part of it. Come check it out. Everyone's really friendly there, so don't worry. No one's going to, you know, have a go at you or anything like that. It's just a really friendly place to come, talk about guitar, post videos, you know, if you want to start getting some bit more performance going. And yeah, just a place to hang out. So yeah, definitely come and check it out. So next, we have Academy News. So this is where I talk about what was released in the previous month within Beginner Guitar Academy. In regard to content, I didn't set much content to be released in December because obviously Christmas and kind of all that sort of stuff. And I had some behind the scenes stuff to do at Beginner Guitar Academy that I really wanted to focus on. I did have a Q&A scheduled. I had to cancel that because my laptop was getting fixed. All the USB-C ports had broken apart from one and that was starting to play up. So I knew it was just a matter of time before that went. So that was getting fixed. Took about, what was it in the end? Just over a week to get sorted. But it's sorted now, so we are back. So we've got a Q&A coming up in January. But anyway, there was some other stuff that I did. So one thing, if you've missed out, looking at the dashboard, there's going to be a bit of a change happening in this top section with some other things I'm going to be adding soon. But one thing I did fairly recently was the link to the member podcast. So if you click on this, you'll see the most recent version of the member podcast, the most recent episode. This will be in there as well. So if you don't know about the member only podcast, there's a podcast that only members have access to. It's not publicly available. How you get access to it is when you join, you should get a link with a RSS link that you can then put into your Apple Player, and then it downloads the podcast. So it's private. You have to put that link in to get it. And then there'll be stuff like the recordings of the Q&A show, recordings of the Academy show, other little bits and pieces, you know, member only training and stuff. And I've got some, again, some plans for this year as well that I'm going to be on top of. So this is a place to get, you know, member only stuff. If you haven't received that link, so check your email client for an email from captivate.fm. That's the web hosting I use. The podcast hosting I use. If you haven't got it, let me know and I can just get them to resend it to you. But you'll need that special link. Everyone has their own little link. When they join Beginner Guitar Academy, it gets sent to them. When they leave Beginner Guitar Academy, it gets cancelled. So they actually get taken off the list. You won't have access to it if you're not a Beginner Guitar Academy member, obviously, because it's members only. So if you haven't got it, let me know, because it has to be a special link to obviously access it. There is a link here to support page where you can send me, you know, a message through that. So just wanted to shout out. The other big thing was clubs that I added to the forum. Clubs cause a little bit of confusion, I think, of what they're kind of the purpose of them. So clubs is a place where you can chat to people the same level as yourself. I've had a few people say to me, it'd be really nice to know people that are in, you know, level two when I'm in level two, so I can ask for help or bounce some ideas off people and stuff. This is a place, obviously, you can do that. You know, the community is quite obviously general. People put in their just general questions and stuff like that. The clubs are targeted for the particular level. So if you go to level three, this is for people that ideally are on level three. You have to join the club to be able to post in it. I did it like that so you can look at all the posts in the different clubs, just so you have an idea of what's been said and that kind of thing. So it's not like hidden behind a wall. But then the idea is you join the club that you are a member of that level, and maybe previous levels as well. You know, if you are level three, you could join the level two club, level one club, because people are going to have questions which obviously you could help out with because you've been through that level. So that's kind of the idea. At the minute, you've got the topics, so it looks just like a normal forum. You can click on members, so you can see all the different members, so all the people that are in the level that you are. Again, there's a few people like Anthony's now in level four, and you're going to have this when people move up a level, they'll obviously still be a member of this club. So yeah, they'll either be the level or above it. So I thought it'd be a really cool thing to do. I've got big plans for the clubs as we go forward. I'll be adding a download section, which will have like resources for this level. I've been teaching the G4 method now for over 10 years, so I've got loads of resources and stuff, which didn't make it maybe into the classes, because obviously you can't, but I don't want to overload people with the classes, but it might be some cool stuff which would be useful. And this will be the place where I'll be posting it. And other little things, other little trainings and stuff like that, which perhaps don't really warrant putting anywhere else, but it's going to be quite interesting. It'd be the place I put it in here. So I'm going to make this a lot more active this coming year as well. And there's some other stuff that might get put here. But again, just keep your eyes out. Obviously, I'll let you know when that comes about. So that's the idea of the clubs. You have to join this post in them. And yeah, you can hang out with people of the level you are, ask questions. Obviously, I can see as well, so I'll be chipping in. But yeah, go and check them out if you haven't already. So the main big things that happened in December, apart from say Christmas and stuff. So then let's move on to the podcast. Now, the first podcast I released December was 5 Must-Know Christmas Songs. Mine will be something you perhaps want to go back and look at in January because you get a bit depressed because Christmas is over. But these next two probably would. So this was the 2024 wrap-up. Taking the inspiration from the Spotify wrap-up that they do. 6 most downloaded episodes. So these are the most downloaded episodes through 2024. Each episode had, I think, 3 in it. So I had to split into 2. So episode 212 has the 6th, the 5th, and the 4th most downloaded episodes. And 2013 will have the 3rd, the 2nd, and the 1st. So definitely check them out. Obviously, they're the most popular for a reason. They're really good episodes. So definitely give them a listen to if you haven't already. And then the last one in December was how to make the most progress on guitar in 2025. So definitely check that out. It's always good to get a bit of a boost, some ideas of how to hit the ground running in 2025. It's going to kind of set you up for success in that year. So definitely a good thing to check out there. Okay, so now coming soon in Beginner Guitar Academy. So firstly, January podcast schedule. And I thought I'd show you this because it's a theme. So January's theme is jamming. Quite a lot of people say you like to play with other people or just want to jam, just want to be able to pick up the guitar and play music. Don't really know where to begin with the improvisation. Don't really know, you know, the steps to do that. So I've got a whole month of jamming podcast episodes for you. One's already been released as I'm recording this. Why Jam is Essential for Guitarists. That was released last week. How to Jam by Yourself. Probably be released when you listen to this, actually. So there'll be two for you. So that's going to be really useful if you don't really want to go out and play with other people, but you want to know how to play at home and play over backing tracks and perform. That'll be really useful. Then the next one, how to jam with others. Obviously, that's taken to the next level. If you do want to venture out maybe to your local bar for jam night or something like that, or you know a few friends, but you don't really know how to start a jam session, I'll give you all the information there of how to do that. Then five easy songs, perfect for beginner jams. So you've got your friends together now. What songs would be good to jam over? Or perhaps you're just playing by yourself, but what is a great song to jam with? I'll be giving you five easy songs in that episode. And then we'll finish off the month on January the 31st. Going through the top tips for becoming a better jam guitarist. So wrapping it all up with how you can then continue with that and what you should be working on to become the best guitar player you can be and obviously best kind of jam guitarist you can be. Then regards to the academy, because we've got the jam theme, I've brought that into the content I'll release next month. So a song study for January will be The Thrill Is Gone by BB King. Awesome tune. It's a really cool jam song. It's kind of just a jam standard. It's a great song to know. Key of B minor. Really nice chord backing. Obviously, I'll be going through that. And then for lead playing, we'll dive into the style of obviously BB King, give you some of his licks, and then show you how you can embody that and play your own lead over top of it. January 23rd, the quick lick section is going to be added to with some jam licks you must know. These have been different styles. So basically, the idea here is to give you a head start. So again, a lot of people find it difficult with improvisation. Where do I begin? Here's where you begin. Here's some stock licks you can take away and bring into your jams. That's going to give you kind of a launch pad to then start making up your own stuff. And then we've got a Q&A at the end of January. So January the 30th, live Q&A, 9 p.m. GMT, 4 p.m. EST, 1 p.m. PST. And this is a Thursday. I'll be putting links in the Academy so you can join me on Zoom to do that. I'll be emailing you the day before and the day of with obviously the link so you can come and join me. If you can't join me live, remember you can pre-submit your questions. I'll answer them live. That live recording then will be added into the Academy in the live recording section, which is on the desktop, and also to the Academy member only podcast. I'll strip out the audio and put that there as well, so you can obviously catch it wherever you can. And there's gonna be lots of other stuff happening definitely throughout January and obviously moving forward. Updates I've got for the Academy, some quite cool stuff coming, so yeah, keep your eyes peeled for that. But apart from that, guys, just want to finish up by saying Happy New Year. Thank you for being a member throughout 2024. 2025 is going to be even better, I assure you. And I'm always here whenever you need me. Drop any questions you have. Don't worry about, I had someone email me the other day, they're worried about bothering me with their question. Do not worry, you're not bothering me. That's why I'm here. Send me any questions you have. I'd rather do that than you quit, you know, 6 months down the line because you've been struggling with something for the last 6 months. Let me know. I'm here to help you with your practice. I'm here to help you become the best guitar player you can be. Hit me up in the little support bubble. You can send me a video, a text, an audio through there. Tag me in the forum. I'm here for you guys. So, hope you've enjoyed this month's episode of the Academy Show. I look forward to chatting to you in the community and have a fantastic month.